something that I do sometime periodically, and that is go on a rant. Just put it straight out and just tell it straight out what it is and what's happening, how I feel about it. You know, I'm not trying to say I have all the answers, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that I have the answers, because I'm just like anybody else. I am a person with flaws. I'm a person that has biases, that has prejudices, that is wrong about stuff. But I know what I mean. I believe what I believe, and that's what it is, and that's what matters to me, and that's what might matter to a lot of people when they hear what I have to say. Because a lot of times, what I say, a lot of people will agree with it. You know, I know a lot of people don't agree with the fact that Mitt Romney went out there and, like the lady used to sing to me, say that dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose true, and dare to make it known. She used to sing that song to me when I was down on my luck. And she was just saying, and I don't know why she was saying it, but it stuck in my head. And that's what Mitt Romney did. He got up there because he said that he did it because of his religious beliefs. And I believe that. I believe him on that. People can say he hating on Trump because he ran for president, because Mitt Romney ran for president one time and lost, and now that Trump is president, they can say all of that. Ted Cruz and all of them, all them other guys ran too. And Trump said worse stuff. Trump said stuff about Ted Cruz's wife and Ted Cruz's dad. I mean, some wow, outrageous, hateful stuff. And made a comment concerning where Ted Cruz was born, saying that don't that many evangelicals come out of Cuba and stuff like that. Like he's an evangelical, like he's a Christian, like Trump was a Christian. But anyway, I'll get to that later. But you know, here you got Mitt Romney. I believe that, because it's one thing about Mormons. It's one thing about Mormons now. Mormons are, they are law. They go by the law. And they go by works. So, I really don't believe there's no way that Mitt Romney's going to go in there and say what everybody wants him to say, or say something, because everybody else is scared to say anything, because they think if they do, that it's going to be consequences and repercussions that they're going to be tweeted about, and people, and maybe, you know, like people talking about now, about some people on the internet talking about trying to get Romney out of office and all of that. But that is the thing, is that Romney cared more about what God thought about what he was doing than what Trump did, or even the voters. Romney said, you know, I took an oath to God. And when I took that oath, it was a very serious thing to me. You know, so that's what's wrong with the world today, is that people don't have a fear of God. See, that's what's happened to the world, especially America. See, and Christians. Because Christians are under this belief that, oh, Jesus is so in love with me that, you know, no matter what I do, no matter how I act, no matter what I say, Jesus just loves me so much that he's going to go to the Father, and he's going to plead to the Father, please forgive him. I love him so much. I know he's a wicked and evil person, but I just love him so much, and I want him to be in heaven. So that's how a lot of Christians look at Jesus today. That's how they look at. So they need to look at Jesus in the right way and look at that Jesus. It's only one person, Jesus. They talk about somebody who really is only and really in the will of the Father. That's Jesus. I'll tell you that now. So if you're out of the will of the Father, you're gonna see you're gonna find out what Jesus is gonna come like a thief in the night. When you least expect it, when you're out here hollering about, yeah, everything going good, and all of that stuff, then, and that's when Jesus will pop up. But another thing is this, is you had, Eric goes out here and it just shows you that people don't understand scripture, don't know scripture, but they want to say stuff. They just want to say stuff like they know so much. He goes out here and makes a tweet about Nancy Pelosi and says, I believe that Nancy Pelosi prays as much for the president as Satan quotes scripture. In that case, Nancy Pelosi must be praying for Trump all day. Because that's all Satan does is go and twist up scripture and say scripture and use scripture. He tried to use it on Jesus. So you know he's gonna use it on the average little human that's running around here talking about they some super Christian and don't have a first clue about what's in the Bible. All they know is what they heard in the church, what they heard the preacher say, and they forgot 99.9% of that. All right, so all I need to worry about is that Jesus went to the cross and died for me, and that settles everything. No, it ain't that easy. It ain't that easy, man. See, you need to understand. See, that's what people need to understand, that they are sinners. See, you need to understand that you really to God, you just dust. But God created you in His image. And that image has been distorted by sin and corrupted by sin. And the only way that image can be made whole again is through Christ. You know. So people need to open up the Bibles, start looking at it, and like a little child, like you sit up there and every Christmas you go put up your little Christmas tree, like you're waiting on Santa to come down the chimney. And you tell the children the Santa's coming. And like a little child, you need to read the scriptures and believe it. You need to believe it. You need to tell yourself that God has no reason to try and twist and turn you and manipulate you and half tell you something. Or that if He tells you something, that's exactly what He means. Because God ain't a liar. God ain't a liar. It's men. Men are the liars. You know, men are the liars. And, you know, you get caught up in the stuff like I was caught up in my addiction. See, you get caught up in the stuff, and I can tell you right now, Satan can get you so caught up in the stuff, there's no way you will get out of it by yourself. You're going to need God. And that's what's wrong. See, most people can't even look at themselves in the mirror, admit that they are a sinner, admit that they have issues, admit that they have sinful ways, admit that they have hates, admit that they are greed-driven, admit that they are full of lust, and they are disobedient. So they can't even begin to accept that about themselves and look at it. They want to point the finger at everybody else. It's them. They are the problem. They're the reason this country's so effed up. That's what they want to say. You know, they don't want to look at how far away from God, you know, away from God, that this country is God. It's a shame. It's a sin and a shame, really. Like my mom used to always say, it's a sin and a shame as to how when this country started out, how, you know, the people that came here, the forefathers, the pilgrims that came here, and they got down and they got on their knees. God, this is your land. We want you to be yours. We want to live in and we want to worship you correctly and worship you and honor you. And we want you to bless this land. Now it's blessed. Now what? Just like the Israelites. Now that you're out of Egypt. Now that you're out of Egypt and God's blessing you, now all of a sudden, nobody can't tell you nothing. Now all of a sudden, God can't tell you nothing. Now all of a sudden, the prophets can't tell you anything. Now all of a sudden, you don't want to read the Bible. Because when you read the Bible, listen to the prophet, listen to the preacher, or you listen to God, you get convicted. And you don't want to feel that conviction. You just want to feel okay. I want someone to tell me what I want to hear. I want somebody to tell me I'm okay, that I'm a good person. Because I don't want to repent.
I don't want to go out there and deal with the poor. Or, you know, I don't want to love my wife. I don't want to love my husband. I don't want to be a good parent. I don't want to, you know, I know that I do a little stuff at work that might be gossiping or might be, you know, backbiting, and it could be a little bit of cutthroat going on, but I mean, that's the game. Yeah, Satan's game.
You sure right. They keep talking about, well, the economy's good. Yeah, the love of money. And now Satan is offered a little bit of, like we offered Judas. The economy's good. Right? So, that's good enough for me. I mean, you know. It's so. And then you talk about the Democrats. Oh my goodness. You know, Republicans, bad enough. I mean, Republicans at one time, at least, you never know what a person really is doing, but at least they had the appearance of being moral and family and God-fearing and you know, they had the appearance. Democrats, they just kind of, you know, they were more hey, with the world, you know, a woman has a right to kill her baby. We believe that, you know, I mean, you know, like the Republicans believe that people should be responsible for themselves. Democrats want you to be dependent on them. But forget all of that. Nowadays, they just way out there. They way out there. You know, it's so ridiculous now that it's just beyond anything that some people thought you would ever see happening. Especially on that level of life in this country. But anyway, you know, I really didn't say what I had to say. You know, because really, a lot of people's hearts are so hard. You ain't going to change it. Only God will be able to change it. Only God will be able to change it. People, you know, people already have their mind made up. I mean, and you can't convince them. And, you know, people believe that it doesn't matter, that Jesus is not just Jesus. You know, you got Christians that'll say stuff like that. It's not just all people. Jesus isn't the only way to I don't know what they don't think he's the only way to. I take it they say he's the only way to heaven. Bull, BS. Bull stuff. I don't even want to say it. You know, but I'm going to tell you right now, that's just the biggest. That's a lie from Satan. A lie.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that the Muslims and the Buddhists and the whatever else is besides anyone that's following Christ?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're on the road to destruction. on the road to hell. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not saying it per se. The Bible says it. So if you believe the Bible, you got to believe. That's what you got to believe. And that's what you got to tell people. If not, you're lying to them. You know, like I said, you know, I done said enough, really. You know, I do like that preacher say, you know, preachers always say, I'm going to let you go after this one more point. After we pass the basket around one more time. You know, take up a love offering. I'm going to let you go home. You know, but I'm trying to just tell you that, you know, we need to, what we need to do, people who really still believe in God and really believe that we should be out here spreading the word, spreading the gospel, and right now, lies and falsities and fake deities and all of this kind of stuff. We need to unite. We need to unite, men and women. Because if not, then one day we're going to wake up and you know what? Evil's going to be king. Evil's going to be the thing of the day, the topic of the day, everything evil. Everything evil is going to be the topic of the day. So anyway, that's my rant for the month. I missed January, so I'm late. But I'm going to try. I'll get another one out by February. I'm starting this new thing, my rant for the month. I just got to get it off my chest. Woo! I feel a little better. A friend told me to do this, too. He said, you got to just go let it all out. Because I'd be on the phone telling him, you know, he'll listen for a while. But, you know, he said, you ought to say that stuff for real because it makes sense. I know a lot of times I go a little forward stuff, but you know, I mean well. But anyway, if you're listening, I appreciate you. You know, if you wanna know when the next one will be out, I might drop them anytime. They might come your way anytime, whenever I feel inclined, whenever the thought comes, when I have the time, because I'm not a professional podcaster. I'm just doing this in my spare time. So I don't have time. During the week, I got to go to work. I got to pay the bills. So right now, and I don't nearly about have the audience or the income coming in from a podcast to say, well, now I'm going to just sit here and do this. But I would like that to happen one day, you know. But until then, I just do them when I can. And I just pop them out. I already did another one earlier about Mitt Romney standing up in the impeachment. So, thanks again. This is your boy, Wiley Walker. And I will see you again on another episode of Escaping These Addictions. You know what I'm saying? Peace out to you.